All right, so I'll invite you to close your eyes and take some deep prana breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And if you can, straighten your spine, feet on the floor. Relaxing your body from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. And I invite you to release all the cares and worries of the day, bringing yourself present, breathing into your spine so that you awaken that sparkling consciousness running up and down your spine. Send a grounding cord down from the base of your spine, down into the earth, deep, deep, deep down, so that you are anchoring your grounding cord around the center of the earth. And then draw up that earth energy up through the base of your feet and up into your legs. And as you connect this earth energy with the base of your spine, imagine gently spiraling this energy straight up your spine so that you feel your chakras awakening. Base chakra, second chakra, solar plexus, up to your heart, throat, third eye, and crown. And then bring this beautiful earth energy up like a fountain through your crown. See it fountain up and around you, and create a circle of light all around your body so that this is a Merkaba of light, a chariot of light that is all around your body. We're going to take a little trip in our chariot tonight. So on the count of three, you're going to imagine that you can rise above the earth in your bubble of light. One, two, three. So we, as all as a group, we lift off of the earth and we gently float into the air. And we're doing this together as a pod, a spiritual pod. And we float up above wherever we are in the world. And we gently float up into the atmosphere, up into space, and we find ourselves in the darkness of space, looking down upon the earth. And notice how we are outside of the earth's atmosphere and the earth's aura. And so in a way, we're very separate from the earth. And it's as if we can get a little distance from the interesting, powerful energies that are happening on planet Earth right now. And we're up in the space and we're connecting in with the other stars in our Milky Way system. So connect in. Just imagine that you can connect with all the stars. As if you are part of a great net, a great web of light connecting every star in our Milky Way. And so you feel connected. And in this darkness of space, imagine one or two things that you are ready to release. Could be an old habit, a pattern, an addiction. Think of one thing now that you're ready to release. We're going to do some deep breathing, some prana breathing. And as you take a big, deep breath in through your nose, and then release on the out breath, really make some noise and feel yourself releasing whatever this thing is that you are ready to release. Breathing in and releasing it. And imagine as you breathe out strongly that you are releasing this pattern into the darkness of space. And you might see it as a release of light or energy or color. And take another few deep breaths and really powerfully release that on the out breath. And as you breathe in the healing atmosphere of this darkness of space. And you're letting this pattern go, letting it go, letting it go. And if something else comes to mind that you are ready to release, then just take another deep breath in through the nose and release it on the out breath with a big noise on your out breath. Really feeling the release as you allow your breath to push it out of your body into the blackness of space. Feel your will, your willingness to let it go. It no longer serves you. It causes you pain, causes you suffering. Let it go. In your heart of hearts, you know, you feel sincerely that you are letting this go out of your physical, emotional system. You breathe in the blackness of space. And if anything else comes to mind, you're ready to let go, take a big deep breath and do it again. Make some noise. Let your body, your breath, your lungs, your diaphragm do the work of releasing this pattern from your body. Feel how tired you are of carrying it around and how ready you are to expel it from your body. To remember that we're in a pod together, floating in our light Merkabas, our chariots, our vehicles. And so as a group, we decide that we're going to float near the center of our Milky Way galaxy, into the center where there's a black hole. And so as a pod, we take our light bodies and we float to the center of the Milky Way, where there is a powerful black hole. Just sense the vastness of this portal. We're going to just hover. We will not be sucked into the black hole. We're just going to hover near it. And I encourage you now to breathe in the energy of the black hole. This is a portal to the vastness of the darkness, the womb of our universe. Stars are born. It is the dark matter of space. So as you breathe in this dark matter of space, feel yourself filling with this dark matter of space. Starting at your toes, imagine filling your toes with this portal, this velvety blackness of space. As you fill your feet, your lower legs, your calves with this velvety darkness of space. Filling your legs, your hips, and your pelvic area with the darkness of space. You breathe it into your hips, And then breathe that velvety darkness into every organ, bathing in this black light, this black velvety darkness, moving up through your belly and your up into your chest. Feel your lungs filling with this darkness of space. Shoulders and your arms filling with the velvety blackness. It's up to your fingers. Feeling your throat and your face. It's all the way up the top of your head. And you breathe in this beautiful velvety blackness of space. And you feel yourself clear and cleansed, clean. In the midst of a pause, feel the serenity of this darkness. And imagine that through this portal of the Milky Way, there is new information coming through just for you. You breathe it in. Something new wants to be born within you, and you allow this new possibility, this new spark of creation, to come into your body. It's as if your whole body is a womb receiving this new seed. And you allow this new seed to grow inside your body. It's a seed of light. What new possibility wants to be born inside of you? Take a few moments and breathe and listen carefully. Deeply and allow this seed of possibility to grow as a seed of light within your heart. It grows brighter and warmer as it fills your heart and your lungs and your body with light, the seed of possibility. There is hope. There is joy in this seed. There is happiness in this seed for you. Allow this light to move into every cell of your body so that each cell is now lighting up with heat and warmth and light, and your entire body begins to radiate light. You're growing brighter and brighter, filling up every space inside your body with this seed of possibility, this new birth. And if you're ready, you're going to, with your pod, your spiritual pod, move back down to earth with this light of new possibility, new hope, new life, new birth. And we're going to spread this light all over planet Earth. It's a light so powerful, it dispels all the darkness. So if you say yes and you're ready, then let's join together as a pod in our circles of light and we travel back down to Earth. We can see it now, that beautiful planet, blue and white swirling clouds. And we come down and down into the Earth's atmosphere with our bright, bright bubbles of light. And we gently light down. We come down to where we are currently living, and we land onto the Earth and to the ground in our bright bubbles of light. And this light, we are, on the count of three, going to release, and it's going to spread around the globe. These seeds of light, let's imagine there are millions of seeds that we're going to release. On the count of three, one, two, three, we release these millions and millions of seeds of light, and they go scattering around the globe, seeds of light, and they are dispelling all the darkness, all the misery, all the pain, all the ignorance, and all the interference, clearing away a space of light on planet Earth. Seeds are very powerful, seeds of light. And we're seeding possibilities all around the globe. Possibilities for people to awaken fully to their divinity. So in your mind's eye, see those seeds falling into the hearts of many and awakening the hearts of many. As it sweeps around the globe, imagine that this clears any interference. The energies are very intense on planet Earth right now, and so these seeds of possibility are clearing the way for new birth, new growth, new life. Get a picture of what is actually growing with these seeds of possibility. We have the power as a pod to imagine this new world we are building together. The golden city of Jerusalem, the city of peace, teachings of peace, teachings of love and joy. But feel your connection with your spiritual pod and all those companions you know are on the same vibrational wavelength. We are all awakening together. Come back now to your own body, to your own heart, and make sure you keep one of those seeds of light in your heart. Coming back now fully into your body, wherever you are, taking a few deep breaths and coming back fully into the present moment. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.